Good morning, I'm Sheila Cast. We're on the record. Our topics today spotlight very different populations, but share a common theme. It's about human connection. In the second half of the show, we'll hear from a filmmaker about her new documentary. It brings audiences into the lives of six teens from West Baltimore to learn about their aspirations and harsh realities. We'll also meet one of the teens featured. Joining us now is Scott Gottbredt, Director of Homeless Services at United Way of Central Maryland, to tell us about the sixth annual Project Homeless Connect. The event provides on-site immediate assistance for people experiencing homelessness or poverty. At last year's event, more than 2,000 people received medical, dental, housing, and addiction recovery services, in addition to legal advice and identification registration. Gottbredt has overseen the event since its inception. Welcome, Scott.
Thank you. Great to be here.
What's the history of Project Homeless Connect?
The event began in San Francisco in the early 2000s and was reviewed by the U.S. Interagency Council on Homelessness and declared to be a national best practice model, recommended to be replicated in other cities across the U.S. The model we brought to Baltimore in 2012. Since then, the event has more than doubled in size and grown in scope and scale every year, and we're now in our sixth year.
How did you decide what services ought to be included?
So we started with a survey of the homeless community. We surveyed about 200 people and asked, what is the most immediate service that you need now? And then we built the entire event backwards from the ground up, starting with the needs of the homeless community whose needs were not being met already by the system.
Okay, so that's how you did it. Tell me then what menu you ended up with.
So very surprisingly, the top priority service that came from our survey of the homeless community was dental care. Dental care was actually a higher priority than even housing. And it makes sense. If you have an untreated dental infection, you're in pain every waking moment of your life. You can't chew, you can't swallow, you can hardly breathe sometimes if you have an exposed root without being in pain. We also found that vision care was a very high priority service. And ID. ID is actually one of the key services. About 50% of people living in shelters don't have a photo ID. And you can't get a job without ID. You can't get housing without ID. You can't get government benefits without ID. It's a gateway service. And so we brought together a vast array of partners, the MVA, Vital Records, and Social Security to provide immediate ID assistance on the spot.
Tell me a bit more about that. How can you provide immediate ID assistance without, I don't know, birth certificates and other
right.
kinds of records?
So we, as a United Way, we fight to make sure that everyone has access to the basic social services that they need. And we found that ID was a crucial starting point, and we weren't able to actually get people access to those services without that. And for a lot of folks, they have all their possessions with them, and so they had no ID whatsoever. So we developed actually a pipeline where we make a United Way client ID for folks who have nothing whatsoever. Then we work with their medical provider to get them a signed doctor letter. We get them a verification of homelessness letter, and that's able to get them their Social Security card and then their birth certificate and then their photo ID. It's a difficult process, but we saw that no one else was really working on this issue, and so we decided to make that one of our major, major investments.
The service that people identified as the highest need, dental, how do you address that?
We've grown that aspect of the event every year since its inception. This year, we've evolved the dental component of the event into a full-fledged Mission of Mercy Dental and Vision Clinic. It's a partnership between the University of Maryland School of Dentistry, the Maryland State Dental Association, and Remote Area Medical, where we'll serve more than 1,000 dental patients in 2 days with on-site cleanings, fillings, and tooth extractions.
So you actually like set up a dental clinic for people to go to? I mean, the chairs and all the kinds of equipment you need?
Right, exactly. It's like a MASH-style field hospital with more than 100 dental students, D4s and D3s, working in 100 different dental chairs all at once.
This is On the Record on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cass, speaking with Scott Gottbredt, Director of Homeless Services at United Way of Central Maryland, about Project Homeless Connect, taking place Thursday and Friday at the Baltimore Convention Center. So what is the experience of someone who shows up for services? Walk us through the process.
Every homeless adult or family is paired one-on-one with a volunteer guest advocate who spends the day with them, getting to know them, listening to their priorities, and helping them access services and move from station to station. So with 2,000 homeless individuals or adults, we have 2,000 homeless guest advocates who spend the day with these homeless individuals, forming a personal connection with them and helping them to strategically access the more than 130 services that are available at the event.
You call your volunteers guest advocates, so can I infer that the people who come in need of services are your guests?
Yes, we consider them guests. One of the key philosophies of our event is restoring or emphasizing the dignity and common humanity of our homeless neighbors. They're not homeless people. They're people who are experiencing homelessness. And at our event, there are our guests. There are welcome guests.
So as soon as they show up, they have this advocate, this person who's going to take them through the day. And then what happens?
And then they spend the day going from station to station, accessing services, waiting in line to get their haircut, for example, or to get financial counseling. And they essentially are able to help folks, especially those who have, for example, behavioral health disorders or mental health challenges, to navigate this vast event. We view the event as a barrier-reducing event.
Barrier-reducing event.
There's invisible barriers all around us. And for folks who are homeless, the barriers that we take for granted, if you need a Social Security card and they say, you know, come to the Social Security office, sign in on the computer, sit down over there, already there's transportation barriers, there's computer illiteracy barriers, there's literacy barriers that someone may be experiencing. And for someone who's homeless, these invisible barriers are all around them. And we don't see them in our normal lives, those of us who are housed, but our homeless neighbors experience these difficulties every day. If someone's agoraphobic or has a mental health challenge, there's barriers everywhere to access to care, access to dentistry, access to vision services. And so our event reduces those barriers to the point of zero. If there were no barrier to accessing a service, it would be an immediate on-the-spot service. And so our event, as much as possible, tries to provide immediate, direct, on-the-spot services. You can see a doctor, develop a treatment plan, leave with medication in hand. You can see a financial counselor, develop a family budget. You can see an employment specialist, get interview coaching, apply for a job, build a resume, create an email address, and leave with bus tokens to get to your interviews.
How many guests are you expecting?
On the Project Homeless Connect side, we expect more than 2,000 homeless and at-risk attendees. On the dental and vision clinic side, more than 500 every day.
Okay, there's a different process for the dental clinic. It's a little separate from the homeless services?
Right, exactly. So the patients on the dental clinic side have to go through a different intake process. There's medical pre-screening and triage. And essentially, on the clinic side, you're basically waiting all day until your turn comes up to be seen by the vision specialist or the dentist. So for efficiency reasons and to serve as many people as possible, the clinic is sort of a concurrent event that's run side by side of Project Homeless Connect. So it's Baltimore City's Project Homeless Connect and Mission of Mercy Dental and Vision Clinic.
So give us an idea of who it is who's showing up needing medical and dental services.
So it's definitely folks from among the homeless community, but we've found more and more that it's part of this ALICE population that United Way has been talking about more and more. ALICE stands for Asset Limited, Income Constrained but Employed, essentially the working poor for whom federal poverty data doesn't really capture the lived experience of people anymore. People above the poverty line are having to make tough choices between dental care and child care, between affordable health care and reliable transportation. And we found that a lot of this ALICE population is coming to Project Homeless Connect just to help them make ends meet, to access resources that were previously unavailable. If you have to choose between getting your kid clothes for school and getting a tooth pulled, you're going to choose clothes for your kids for school. If you have to choose between getting your tire fixed or getting your teeth checked, you're going to choose getting your tire fixed every time. People sacrifice dentistry more than anything else. So for poor communities, a lot of times the mouth and in dentistry is one of the places where a lot of those tough decisions have piled up over time. They're not able to attend to their oral health in a preventative way or an urgent care way. And that's why we end up with hundreds of people camping out overnight in the rain at the convention center, because dental care is that expensive and it's that hard to access. And it's been something that they put off for so long that it's now become an urgent thing for them. This is not the solution to dentistry. This should draw people's attention to the fact that there is not a reasonable system for delivering low cost or affordable dental care to thousands and thousands of Marylanders.
This is first come, first served, right? So people who want service need to come early.
That's right. It's first come, first served.
What time do the doors open?
Doors open at 6 to begin x-rays and pre-screening. We'll have patients in the chairs ready to be seen by a dental student no later than 8 o'clock.
And what's your experience been in previous years about how quickly the slots fill up?
We're usually totally at capacity by about 7 o'clock. There's that much need in the community.
So that's why people camp out.
That's right. We do still need some additional volunteers. We're right at about 1,900 now. We'd like to see that number closer to 2,200. And anyone interested in volunteering can visit the United Way website for information about how to get involved.
And we will link to that from our website. What does it take to put this event together?
It takes more than a year of planning. Our planning committee is more than 150 people. There's service provider partners from across the entire Metroplex, from across Central Maryland. we fundraise for it. You have to think of every contingency. Our goal at this event is to be a comprehensive resource fair with every modality of need being met. Someone has problems with their feet, we want to have a foot doctor there, a podiatrist. If someone has their child is sick, we need pediatric medicine. Everything that someone who's homeless or at risk of homelessness might need, we try to have at the event. We like to think of it as a springboard to self-sufficiency. If there's 10 things that you need to accomplish to escape homelessness or regain housing stability, we're going to take care of 5 of them today and get you into position to take care of 5 after the event.
But it almost sounds to me, hearing about this planning, that you're creating an institution. I mean, is this a solution for access to medical care for those who experience homelessness and poverty?
No.
Is this the answer?
This is not the answer. It's part of the answer. I think that there's so many different causes of homelessness, and there are so many different solutions, and United Way tries to bring all of these together as a convener and collaborator into one place at one time to end the runaround. Oftentimes, you know, you go to a service provider and they say, you know, fill out this form and then take this to Eager Street, and you get to Eager Street and they say that's the wrong form, and you have to go to Cold Spring. And just the runaround can be very frustrating for someone who's experiencing homelessness or poverty. We fix that. We end the runaround by locating all these services at one place at one time. It is definitely part of the solution, and it brings together all of our partners and challenges everyone to think creatively. One of the best questions that I like to ask with Project Homeless Connect, when a service provider tells me no, no, you can't print, for example, birth certificates on site. No, you can't have a pharmacy there and dispense medicine right on site. So immediately I say, what does it take to turn that into a yes? And how can we transform our systems so that we can think creatively and get folks access to these services that they're already having access barriers about? I love it when someone tells me no, because that shows me exactly where in the system it's just not working, where we have to undo some barriers and think creatively and create system change. And so now Vital Records, one of our fabulous partners, is printing birth certificates right on the spot.
This is exciting. I wish you luck with this. Thanks.
Thank you so much. Happy to be here.
Scott Gottbrett is Director of Homeless Services at United Way of Central Maryland. We've been talking about Project Homeless Connect. It's taking place Thursday and Friday at the Baltimore Convention Center at the Inner Harbor. Go to the On the Record page at WYPR.org for more information. After a short break, another set of connections in a new documentary titled From West Baltimore. I'm Sheila Kass. Stay with us.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Kast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.